Well, hello, everyone. How are you? Meow, meow. Okay, very good. Well, my name's Nate. Thanks for coming tonight. It's kind of a fun night for us. Feeling that the Lord has something for us tonight. And if you're not aware, this is our last well of the school year, so we won't be meeting in the weeks to come. I know you've got finals and many other things going on, and so tonight's kind of a fun night because we kind of just get to celebrate. We kind of get to look back at the end of the school year and reflect not only what has the Lord done in our midst over the last year, but what's the Lord done over your college career, you know? And raise your hand if you're a senior in the building tonight. Yeah, look at all those hands. That's awesome. You did it! Way to go. Almost done. Don't quit now, for goodness sake. You're almost there. We are going to do something tonight that we've sometimes done in the past, and we're kind of bringing it back this year. And it's just simply senior testimonies, okay? And if you've been with us at all over the last several weeks, we've been going through the book of Acts. And one of the things that we've been noticing as we've kind of been journeying through those scriptures together is that God uses a people to accomplish his will on the earth, right? That it's not just individuals that he blesses and that he uses, but rather it's a whole community. It's a whole community of faith, a body of believers that he uses in amazing ways. And so one of the fun things of that we get to participate in tonight is the fact that you all have a story. All of you seniors, each one of you have a story of how Christ has used you, how he's shaped you, how he's challenged you, and how he's conformed you into his image over the last several years. So we get this beautiful opportunity tonight to let the community speak. Isn't that so cool? That's like no like fancy schmancy seminary students gonna go. Maybe future seminary students, you know, if the Lord has that for you, good job. But that's a plug for ATS right here, brother. Boom. All right. John Swope approves. Okay. And we get just to hear about what God did in your life. Okay, so this is how it's going to work. It gets slightly awkward, but we embrace that because we're a family here, right? Okay, good. So this is what happens. I stand up here awkwardly with a microphone. It looks something like this. And then somebody like, oh, I'm going to speak now. And then they come forward, and it's totally fine if I have to wait here for a while because I'm just as comfortable as can be in front of you people. All right. And if I have to wait a while, that's okay. But people are going to come up, and they're just going to share. And what I'd love to hear from you seniors tonight, this is what I want you to speak about. What's Christ done in your life? What is something that you can encourage us? What's something that you could challenge us with? What's something that you've learned that you want to share with those who are kind of coming up into the future and into a more full extent of Christ's knowledge and love, okay? So to that end, we have kind of time limits, right? Because you saw all the hands in the room, and I want to give opportunities for as many people to share as want to share. So I'm going to try to keep you within that 3 to 4 minute range. And I will be sitting here just enjoying, loving it. And then once I stand up, you better start wrapping it up. Because I've got so many ninja moves, it's insane. And I will put a sleeper hold on you. No, that's not true. And I know it's like, oh my gosh, 4 years of my life, how can I consolidate that? Like, well, 60 seconds a year, that's what you do, you know? No. But I want us all to have an opportunity to hear a myriad of voices tonight because I believe that Christ indwells the community, amen? And we've got something that we can learn from the faithful followers of Christ tonight who have journeyed with him for years. And I'm so excited. So let me open it up. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to start the awkwardness and the fun and the mess of hearing God's people share about what he's done in their lives. Hey, Giggle Fest, you ready to pray over there? Okay, let's do it. Lord, we are so grateful for tonight. We're grateful for your spirit. Won't you come, Lord? Won't you come in your sweet power? Won't you open up our eyes and our ears? Open up our hearts to hear what you have to say to us tonight through your people. We bless this time. We bless those who are about to speak. And we pray courage over those whose hearts are racing, who don't want to come up, but whom you're prompting. We pray courage over those people. Come and share what the Lord has done. Come and say how the Lord is good. Speak to those who would listen of the beauty of Christ in your life. We thank you, Jesus, for this time. And we pray this in your name. Amen. She's short, but she stood up. Very good.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Allison Steiger. This is actually my third year at Ashland, but I'm graduating in May because of post-secondary, so it's a good thing. But I just kind of want to say that I love being part of this community, and I know that it's filled with God moments. And I think last week was a huge example of that. Singing with Aaron Wardle was just like something I could only imagine. It was awesome. But he barely even knew me. Like, he didn't know me at all. And he looks at me and he's like, he just asks me like something. And then I say, I'm graduating in May. And he says, do you know what you're doing? And I said, no. And he said, can I pray for you about that? And I was like, yes. And so he just said, I just feel like you're not going to miss it. You're not going to miss God's calling for you, and you have a presence, and you have what it takes for God to love you, and to just, you're not going to miss it. And I feel like that's encouraging to me especially, but it's encouraging to everyone. So it's just, you're not going to miss it. And he said before he left, he said, don't be afraid to take opportunities that you think are too big for you, because it's just kind of like you have all this potential, and God's going to be with you the whole time. So you just know that he is with you, and just seek out those opportunities and take God with you. Thanks.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to be talking about community, which is what we've been talking about for the past 5 or so weeks. If you're tired of hearing about community, I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance, but I do think it is one of the things we do best here. In fact, I think talking about community in the Well has kind of become a cliche, but I like that it's become cliched. Here's the reason why. One of my favorite writers tries to get people to realize that cliches exist for a reason. If they weren't really honestly true, they wouldn't become cliched. So we wouldn't talk about community a lot here unless the community was very transformative and very serious and very caring. So that's what Christ has done for me. He's blessed me with this community. And I think the main way that I see this community functioning in my life is pushing me to be a better person. And so when I came here to Ashland, I thought I was a pretty good person. I still think that about my past self. And then I sort of got brought into this community, and I realized, like, oh, I could be doing this better. I could treat people better. I could be more loving to people who deserve it. I could give more of my time. And so what this community has done for me is shown me how very little I do in my life to help others, and how unkind I am at times, by giving me perfect examples of how to be a better person. So if you're wondering, am I doing everything right? First of all, the answer is no. Neither is anyone else. But there is probably somebody doing something better than you. So if you're wondering how to be a better person, how to be more Christ-like, how to love others better, there's an example in this community, I promise you, because I've seen them and because they've changed my life. So I hope they change yours as well. And look for the good examples. Look for the people who have a heart for others, and really try to follow in their footsteps, because this community is a beautiful thing, and you should take advantage and try to learn from it as much as you can. Thank you.
Hey guys, I like you too. I'm Lindsay Aaron, and I'm really nervous, so I'm just gonna do this rocking thing. So these last 4 years, honestly, if I start crying, please don't laugh at me. These last 4 years have been, I'm so sorry.
All right.
Yeah. They've been amazing.
It's fine, good.
Okay, all right, it's good. These past 4 years have been the best 4 years of my life. Before Ashland, I was completely lost. I had a lot of bad things going on, and I almost switched schools for really stupid reasons, but I'm so glad that I stayed. Yeah, I would talk about community, and like I will always emphasize community, guys, but I want to say two things. One thing is I've learned a lot from people that I don't even know. Like, seeing you guys come out here every week, that warms my heart. It is amazing to see you guys out here. And I want to encourage you to pay attention to the people that, and I mean this in a loving way, that may not be Christians, that may not know the Lord, because they've taught me a crap ton. So I want to encourage you to just pay attention to those people, because they can be a light to you and they don't even know it. And you can be a light to tens of thousands of people every single day. Another thing is I've been going through some like really tough struggles recently, actually for a while. But I want to encourage you, if you guys keep up with the Well blog, I wrote a blog a while ago talking about how God uses the hard seasons. And they're so, so important, because I want you to know that like you learn so much. When you get through those hard seasons, that's when you're supposed to lean on the Lord the most. And a lot of you have heard me say that before. It is so incredibly true. I want to encourage you in those hard times where you're like, God, what are you doing? Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? Like, I just want to encourage you in that, because it's amazing when you get out of those hard seasons. And I really do love all of you, even though I don't know all of you. And I'm going to stop shaking now. So I'm done.
You almost got it. All right, all right. Careful if you want to go to the bathroom. Paul Latimer, everyone.
Hello. I graduated last December, but I graduated early, so I'm kind of like a senior, so I shall say things. Yeah, kind of like three words I like to live my life by nowadays, and I would say it's a good encouragement for you guys as well, is to just go for it. I feel like that's like a big thing, because sometimes we can be nervous and think like, you know, God, like maybe this is for me or maybe it's not. And if you're not sure, like it's good to pray about it and discern it. But at the end of the day, like you can kind of think about it and figure it out, and you just got to step in. Like, so like side note, God saved me from a lot of things over the years. Like he saved me from suicide, from depression, from alcohol abuse, from sinful relationships with the wrong girls, and just a lot of things. But over the years, he's kind of rescued me from that. And so it doesn't end there, is kind of the point I want to share with you. It doesn't end when God rescues you from something dark. That's just the beginning. That's where he can take you from there, and you can go for it and get to the next place he has for you. And just over the years, like, I went on a mission trip to Las Vegas with Kat and some other people, and we went and we did evangelism, and we shared God's love with people, and he showed me that I can be a light for other people as well. And from there, I met my lovely, wonderful woman of my life, my wife, Michaela, over there, and we just went for it. We started dating, and we got married a few years later. You just go for it. That part was a joke. You need to pray about marriage a little more than that. Sorry, honey. Michaela's going to hit me now when I get back. So I'll probably have like a minute left now or so, maybe two. But anyhow, like another thing in my life, like I felt like God said, go to China. And so Jay Payne, he's a seminary student. I don't know if he's here right now. He's an intern for the call. But like the first thing he said to me when he found out that my wife and I just decided to go on a mission trip to Hong Kong and buy some plane tickets, like he said, like, that's nuts. Like, people don't do that. And so I want to encourage you, like, if you do something that someone thinks is crazy for God, like, don't let them tell you that that's, like, out of the ordinary. That should be the standard. If God tells you to do something, you do it and you go for it, because that's the best place to be, and that's the best anything. Like, it shouldn't be out of the ordinary. That should just be how it is. And so that's just what I want to encourage you guys with tonight. Like, if God tells you to do something, you go for it, and it's worth it.
Jessica Heck, everyone.
Did you write something? Did you write something? Did you write something?
I did, yes. Hi, my name is Jessica Heck, and I am prepared because Mallory Miller told me that if I didn't speak tonight, she would drag me up here. So I have a little piece of paper. Okay, so I just want to share a little bit of my story with you guys. So I didn't grow up in a Christian home. My parents didn't really take me to church or anything. They dropped me off at the door and said, have fun and learn morals. And my sister as well isn't a Christian. But I was saved in junior high, and one of my friends took me to youth group, and that was great and cool. After my senior year of high school, I ended up going on a mission trip to China. I thought it was awesome. The children were, like, so adorable and amazing. I loved the country. I fell in love with the people. It was good that I followed Paul because we like China. And then I ended up coming to AU, and my first year, I ended up signing up for the Italy mission trip with Isaiah Project through the Well, so I went to Italy. And when I came back from Italy, I was really feeling the Lord kind of telling me to pursue missions as a future, and I said, no, you're crazy, but whatever, I'll look into it. So I came home with all this excitement and, like, terrifiedness and all of those things, and I talked to my parents about it. And my mom ended up telling me that same day that I told her I want to be a missionary for the rest of my life, that she's an atheist, she doesn't believe in the Lord, and that was really difficult. And through that process, my dad has just been really bitter. He's been bitter about my decision to kind of pursue other things and leave, and doesn't want to talk about it. He kind of shuts me down. So that's been hard. By the way, I'm telling three little separate stories, so if it sounds like I'm changing pace, I am. The second part is, I thought by this point in college, my whole life had it planned out, that I would at least be dating the man I was going to marry, and that I would have a ring on this finger. There's not, it's very empty. And especially after I, like, met the Lord, I was like, oh, this is great. Like, God plans out my love story for me. It's going to be even better than I thought, which is true, but it's not my timing. So that's been a rough process that I've had to kind of struggle through, even now that I do trust the Lord in that process. So there's another little caveat. And the third part is just, I'm very much a planner, as you can see. I have this little paper. I planned out this little talk, sort of, and then I wing it. But I like to know, like, every second of every day, I like to plan out, okay, I will have 30 seconds of this, and then I will sleep for 8 hours, and I will do this, and if I sleep this much, I can do this. So I really like to plan. So my future, I would very much prefer to know what's going to happen. And as I'm sure all you seniors know, we don't all know what's going to happen, and that is terrifying and scary. Yes. So my purpose in telling you these things isn't just to share with you my struggles and the funny things and sad things, but it's to say these are the things that I feel like the Lord has promised me. The first is obviously that I feel as though he's promised me that my parents and my sister will come home to the Lord. The second is that I feel as though he's promised me that I will meet the man of my dreams. I will be married to a man of God that is far more than anything I can ever expect at this point. And then the third thing is that I feel as though God has promised me that my life is going to be an exciting and terrifying and an amazing adventure. So through those things, I'm not standing here to tell you today that my parents have come to the Lord and my sister, and they all know him and love him and have been converted, because they haven't. But through my process at AU and through learning all these things, God has taught me how to speak to them, how to speak truth in them. And he's taught me that I'm not the one that's going to save them, because Jesus is. And having that realization has taken so much off of me and allowed me to pursue my dreams and knowing that it's in God's hands and not mine. And then with the husband situation, I'm, again, not standing here to tell you that I have a ring on my finger or there's a man in my future currently, because there's not. But through the process of being at AU, the Lord has really showed me how to be single and how to pursue him in my singleness, and how to get closer to the Lord and know how to depend fully on him before I ever depend on a guy, or I don't ever want to fully depend on a guy. But he's also just showed me how to, totally forgot where I was. That's a fun thing. he will bring me a man that is going to far exceed any expectations that I have right now, and that's amazing. And the last thing is just, I'm not, again, here to tell you that I have this perfect plan for my future and everything is day by day figured out, because it's definitely not. I'm sure a lot of you guys are in the same boat for. But I know that through that God has an amazing adventure for me, and that he is step by step playing it out and planning it for me. And that is so amazing and terrifying and exciting. But as some of you may know, I'm going to Tacoma, Washington this summer for a 10-week kind of missional training type thing. And I am pursuing missions. And I do feel as though the Lord has promised me that I will see China in my future. So I'll go hang out with Paul and Michaela over there. Okay, so all of these things. I'm sorry, this is long. I'm almost done. So all of these things, I am here to tell you that God is absolutely faithful to the promises that he's made, and they're pretty much not going to be in your timing. I definitely thought all these things would be figured out by now, and they're not, and that's scary, but it's so worth it. Jesus never said that following him was going to be easy. Never once did he say, it'll be easy and great, come join us. He said it's going to be really hard, and it takes a lot of sacrifice, and it has, and I know that it will continue to, but I promise you guys that every step of the way it is worth it. Everything that you give up to him, every sacrifice you make is bringing you one step closer to being in that place with God. And through that, you will gain so much more than any plans that you can ever make. So that's what I have for you.
Okay, first off, I'd like to apologize because I'm not actually a senior, but you all said that when the Lord is calling you to do something, you should get up and do it, and I believe that he's telling me to come up here. I'd like to say that while we all go through difficulties and we all have struggles, that no matter how big or small, the Lord is with you. And it's hard for me to remember, but he can forgive us even when we can't forgive ourselves, and he loves us even when we feel unlovable. And I just want to wish all you guys good luck as you graduate and move on, and remember that the Lord is with you.
I'll allow it.
All right, I'm going to start with a verse that sort of goes along with some of the themes we've already heard. It's Proverbs 16:9, and it says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." So coming into senior year this year, I came from a summer where I went on a mission trip to Panama. I worked at a Christian camp all summer, so I was like pumped up, ready to go. I thought the senior year was going to be perfect, and it was going well. And then in November, my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So that put like a really big damper on me. And then our family was just praying that, you know, something would come out of this and that our family would come together and we could impact other people from this. And then the following week, I found out that I have an older half-brother that I had never known about. It was my mom's son, and he's 31, so they've been keeping that secret from me for over 22, so yeah, they've been keeping that a secret a long time, and it was just so much to take in. And then, fast forward in March, my mom passed away from cancer, and it's probably lung cancer. They didn't actually diagnose the actual type, but we found out our house was really high in radon levels, which that comes from the ground, and it's the second leading cause of lung cancer. So here we are, families lived in this house for over 10 years, and that's probably what took my mom's life, so we're also just, like, concerned about our health now. But, like, through that all, like, just like that verse said, like, I was planning my life, you know? It was about me, and then God really showed, like, he had plans for me. Even though it's not what I wanted, I got a lot out of it. It was a difficult time, but like we talked about community earlier, this community was so supportive of me, and I don't think I could have done it like without you guys. Just all the notes I got just randomly in my mailbox and just the stacks of note cards that you guys all wrote for me, like it was amazing, and it just really showed like God's love. And today I was running, running through the woods, and I just stopped and just like saw like God is surrounding us everywhere. Just looking at the trees and everything, God is amazing. And I was listening to some music and the song like "You Never Let Go," and then we sang it tonight. Like, God never lets go of us. We're always, like, in his grasp, and I've really learned that. So I just want to tell you guys, even though there are going to be trials and, like, hurdles that you have to get over, like, trust in God and look at the big picture. Like, seeing my mom pass away, it was such a hard thing, but it was peaceful at the same time. And just seeing her hope that she carried on all the way to her deathbed, like, it's amazing, and that's really motivating to me that we have hope for everlasting life, and we can meet all together again. So just, I really encourage you, trust in God, and yeah, be surrounded by a loving community, encourage each other, and again, thank you for all the support that you guys have given me.
Jamie Arnold, everyone.
Hello. This night is bittersweet for me. The well in this community has brought me to Christ. I was actually saved in October of 2010. Right here in this front row, because of this community and the well. So I'm sad to see it end. But this year, God has blessed me tremendously. I got engaged. and I was also doing an internship at Kingston here in Ashland, and they have hired me as a full-time social worker. So... I will be around, so I know this is not my last well ever, but it's still bittersweet because I know it's not going to be the same. But God has also put me through some trials this semester and really this whole year with kind of my living situation with my roommate. And it's really taught me how to be a servant, and I know it's going to prepare me for my marriage. So I just want to leave you with God will bless you, but he may put you through trials, but the trials are good. It's a blessing in disguise. So thanks.
Mayo, everyone. Mm.
Hey, I'm Anthony. I know most of you. So coming to college, I was like the epitome of a jock. Like that was my life. All I wanted to do was play sports. Like that's all I cared about. So I came to Ashland to swim. And within a month of swimming at Ashland, I managed to tear both my rotator cuffs, kind of a result of like tendonitis and a bunch of issues, but like kind of lost like who I was. Like I didn't know what to do. So I joined a fraternity and started drinking and partying, and obviously didn't make the right choice on where to turn there. And saw going into the summer of freshman year, I was told by my doctor that if I had surgery, that I might be able to swim again. So I took first semester, sophomore year off to have surgery. And within that semester, I had surgery. I didn't come back to Ashland because I was having surgery. And my mom moved out, and my parents split. And then after all that, I found out I wasn't going to be able to swim again. Surgery wasn't successful, and I kind of just fell in this deep, dark hole and just was depressed. I never would have admitted it at the time because I was way too stubborn. And I turned to a lot of things that I just shouldn't have. And then last year, I came into school, and, I had kind of died off on the drinking, partying some, but I was still doing it, maybe two days a week instead of four. And I met this guy named Ryan Otto. You guys have probably heard about him a lot, but he is one of the most incredible people I've ever met, and he helped me find God again. And he encouraged me, and he used sports to get into my life, which is probably the right way to do things. And he brought me into this community, and I said it once that, every Thursday from, freshman year on, all I did was, go out and party. And last year, I spent a Thursday at Corey and Zach Hefner and Billy and Darnell? Was Darnell the fourth one? Yeah. In Darnell's apartment. And it was my first time going over there. And afterwards, I just remember saying to people, every single Thursday night that I've gone out and I've partied and hung out with, people I considered friends, didn't even compare or come close to, the night that I spent in this amazing community that just loved on me and accepted me for who I was, for all the mistakes I had made and all the dumb choices that I had gone through with. And just this community, I'm not perfect. I still make mistakes. I still definitely struggle with a lot of things. But this community, they love and embrace me for who I am. And when I make a mistake, they don't shun me, but they pray over me and they tell me how awesome I am and help me get through what I'm struggling with. And I'm so blessed. I'm a fifth year. I wasn't supposed to be back this year, and I was not happy about it at all. And I'm so blessed that God kept me around here for another year because I've met so many incredible people and just come so much closer to God, and it's been incredible. And I just want you to know that if you're struggling with things too, you're absolutely not alone. Everybody has their issues and their struggles, and nobody's perfect. And we're not here to judge you, but we're here to love you and help you through these things. So that's it.
Just a few more here. That's what you needed.
Hi, I'm Katie Garbinski for just two more months. And then my name changed because I'm getting married. I've been thinking about what I should be saying and what I need to, for me to be able to feel good about this. So it's I could talk about community, but clearly you're all here, so you know how great it is and how important it is, and everybody else has said things. So I think I've prayed blessings of people over this, multiple people, but I'm going to talk about the importance of being able to dream. I'm not just talking about the desires of your heart dream, but big dreams. And so I just want to bless you all with the ability to be able to be confident in those when they feel they are so out of your league, and with the ability to not feel you need to conform in any type of a box when you get to dream. Because when you step out of that, and I'm a super type A, so it was not a fun little step. It was being nudged over and over. But once you get into that, the ability to be able to dream with God for areas of your life and for people in your life and for this campus, you really step into this really beautiful spot. And I think that's one of the most the things I will miss most about being specifically here in Ashland, and I know that like the Lord will fulfill like another place for me to like be able to dream in. But so I just want to bless you with that ability to be able to dream. So. Thanks, Katie.
Public speaking is not my favorite thing, so we'll see how this goes. Came to college and went through high school not really doing any of the bad things that you would think about. So I didn't really do drugs. I didn't really drink. So I came to college and I thought I had it all figured out. Go to church every week, you know, hang out with the right people. Sophomore year, I didn't really make the effort that I needed to in terms of my relationship with God. And it took my roommate Mark getting saved the fall of last year to really hit me over the head with the fact that I was not living the way that I needed to be. And that was really hard for me because he was somebody that I considered my best friend, and I had wasted a year and a half not talking to him about God, not making an effort to go to church with him, just living the way that I wanted to. So that really refocused my heart toward God. And then last summer I went to D.C. for an internship, and that was really scary to leave my comfort zone and to go to a huge city and doing something that I really had never done before. So kind of made some decisions that I would have not done otherwise. But I came back with a refocused purpose to follow God and serve God. I was told to look into finding a mentor, so I meet with Glenn Black every week. We talk about all kinds of things with growing up, the transitions of the college season, fixing the world, which we're on our way to. And it's really showed me the importance of having somebody to converse with, even if it's not your father, your family, or people like that. So find somebody that is an adult or you feel comfortable mentoring you, because the payoffs are huge, even if it's, you know, something over coffee once a week. You know, the people right around you are the people that you can impact the most, and in turn will impact you the most. So Glenn, Mark, thank you for impacting me in huge ways. Everyone else, thank you for continuing to be a support system and a measure that I can aim towards. So love you guys. Thanks.
Tippett's on deck. You're on deck. Marcus? Hi.
I am the roommate of which Dan was just speaking. I gave a testimony last year, and this is so much more difficult. I'm just completely overwhelmed with emotions and what has happened these last 4 years. And so coming into college, like Dan said, I was not a Christian. I did not grow up in a Christian home. I didn't go to church. As Dan can attest, I did a ton of really dumb things, and girls and alcohol, and like I was just finding like a purpose in life in a bunch of things that didn't fulfill anything. And so after all of that kind of led me to rock bottom at the end of sophomore year of college, I kind of realized that what I was doing wasn't working because it had led me to the ground. But I didn't know like what to look for. I didn't know what to do. And so I came to the well, the first well of my junior year, because there was an attractive girl who wanted me to go. So like, of course I went. Glenn knows. But then that was what God used, though, to get me plugged into this community. Then I actually started coming back to the well every week and meeting more people, and not because the girl was there, but because I wanted to be there, and I was curious about learning about God and trying to find answers for all of the things that I didn't understand. And so, like halfway through junior year, I just was done fighting it. And so I gave my life to Christ last year. And the last 12 months have been an absolute roller coaster. I led a Bible study this year here on campus. And Paul, thank you. I prayed with Paul over the summer. And just, I felt God's calling to do that because I felt like I was in a really unique place to relate to people who might have questions about God because I had just been there that year. And so I led a Bible study. My career and academic life, like, did a U-turn. I found a subject that I didn't even know existed and that everything leading up to that point told me I should be awful at. And I am apparently good at it because I got into a graduate school next year that I had absolutely no business getting into. I'm at a lack for words that God is miraculous, and next year I'll be down in North Carolina pursuing my master's degree, and I'm going to miss this community so much, and the last 2 years have meant the world to me. And so I just want to encourage everyone that absolutely nothing is impossible with God, and my life is definitely a testimony to that. So thank you, guys.
Another Morgan County girl right here.
Okay, so first of all, I'm student teaching this semester, so to make me more comfortable, I need you to act like you're awkward 14-year-olds, and then we'll be good, okay? Okay, so my name's Lindsay. I'm a French ed major, and so I got to spend my junior semester fall abroad, and it was great. I loved it. I, like, found myself over there, not to be cheesy, but that's reality. And so as soon as I came back, I was like, I need to go back. I need to return. Like, adventure became, like, my big buzzword, and it was the thing that, like, got me on fire and excited and yada, yada, yada. And so I always thought, you know, graduation, I'm going to go right back. But then after I started to, like, things got real and started to think about finances and life and all these things, it found that it wasn't going to be an option. And I wasn't bummed. I mean, I was, but, you know, just trying to figure out life and if something exciting was going to come afterwards. And then Aaron came and spoke last week when he said the word adventure. I have a lot of self-control with my emotions, but I was a mess. I was, like, the crier up top. Like, it was just bad. So, like, but good. I'm really sorry. So, like, I just think he was talking about adventure. It doesn't, like, adventure doesn't have to involve your passport. It doesn't have to be something giant, like, the next step. And it doesn't even have to be graduation. And so that's something that's been really big to figure out. And to embrace what's coming up next, and change is a good thing. It doesn't have to bring anxiety. It can be adventure instead. So,
hello. So I'm a fifth year senior, for those of you who didn't know. I've been here for 5 years. Yeah, it's great. but I got involved with the Well my junior year, so that was 3 years ago, which blows my mind. That's crazy. But if I could use one word to describe those 3 years, it would be challenged. And yeah, it's been a roller coaster. I've been built up and I've been knocked down. I've been built back up again. I've been, you know, knocked back down again. And one thing that Nate said last year that really stuck with me, that's kind of been like my motto and my driving force, was, you know, you would hate to get to heaven and have Jesus say, why did you not step into the fullness of who I created you to be? Ow. And I've struggled with a lot of, like, self-image stuff and just a lot of insecurities. And I've never really been able to step into the fullness of who God has created me to be. And that's something that I've really been working on. And that has been extremely challenging because it's pushing past things that I've never wanted to push past before. And I think that I've really, like, I'm getting there. And it's exciting. And I feel like I'm the Mary that God always intended me to be. And as I was sitting there listening to everyone get their testimonies, I was like, wow, like, there's been some tough stuff that people have been through. And then the Lord was like, yeah, but I use those to push you into who I want you to be. So be encouraged. Those things, they will transform you. God is using them to transform you into the person that you're intended to be. And that's really exciting because it's so much more fun than like hiding behind a mask and being insecure and struggling with things and never taking a compliment or whatever. Like it's so great to be confident in who the Lord has made you to be. So seniors, whatever it is that you're doing, step into it with fullness. Don't have any regret. Just go into it. You know, the Lord is with you. He will give you the confidence you need. Other people that aren't graduating, use this time to prepare and to springboard off into the next step. And really, like, step into the fullness of who you're created to be, because you'll regret it if you don't.
Tomas. That's two more in Spanish. Oh, Joe, everyone.
Is it okay if I share something? I feel like I get the mic all the time. It's okay. So there's just a couple things that, don't worry, this isn't me like setting up shop or anything right now. My old knees are tired, Nate. But just one of the things that the Lord's really taught me over these last couple of years has been that he is so ready to position us in places where we receive his favor when we're not looking to try and make our own plans and have him bless them. Like, and that's not me saying, like, I got this, I know this. Like, this is just some of the cool things. Like, I've been able to see the Lord work in other people, like, some in my life, too. But it's so incredible when we, and it's really difficult to try and, like, step back from our own kind of plans and say, okay, Lord, I want to do, like, these four things. And I know I can probably, like, get at them, like, however way, by my own means, and then ask for your blessing, and, you know, maybe they'll be something, I don't know, like, often they end up being lackluster and things like that. And that's one of the things that the Lord's really shown me through these last couple of years. I had way, way different plans than what he's had, but I couldn't even imagine doing anything different than being here and being in this community, because nothing's compared, and, like, it takes a while sometimes to come back around and understand it fully, but it's so amazing when we set aside our own notions of, like, what's good for us or what's best, and, like, trust in the faithfulness of God, because he's so ready to provide for us. He's so ready to set our life on a course. And one of the things, just to kind of give you, like, a charge with, like, it's so easy to look around in our culture and in even on Ashland's campus, as amazing as this community is, it's so easy to look around and see these things that are negative, or things that are cynical, things that are destructive, and it's easy to be discouraged. But at the same time, like, God has left his, like, fingerprints everywhere, all over this campus, all over these people, and, like, spring is always a big reminder of that for me. But one of the things that I challenge you with is, like, if you're in a place where you're not sure what you're doing, or if there's uncertainty or if there's doubt, or even if you're in a place of, like, joy and prosperity and abundance, like, I just challenge you to look around and ask God, where's your heart in all of this? Where are you at, God? Where am I finding you in all of this? Things are successful. Great. Where are you in this? Are you in this, Lord? I want to be where you are in. Just from my experiences, that's the place we want to be, is where God has us and where he's intended us to be. And so that's what I got.
Oh, it's always a lot scarier when you actually get up here. I've only been here for the past 2 years. I am a senior, but I came as a transfer student from Arizona. And it's a long story how I got out here. I'm not going to go into it. But the thing that God really has taught me during my time here is all about prayer and about how important it is to our lives and how it shapes us and moves us and causes things to happen and brings us together as a community, as a family, and as friends. I still struggle with the idea of prayer just because it's a scary thing, it's an intimate thing, and it can become something so much more and so real that it's like touching a hot fire. So what I want to leave you here with tonight, I don't know, can I end this with prayer? Is that, oh, you're going to share? Well, can I still pray? Okay. No praying? Oh, gee, this is, don't tell Nate. I just want to pray over you all because this is the one way that I can show you what I have learned. Not in the way that I pray, because that's not anything. Not the words that I say, because if it's me, then it's not of God. And prayer should be of God. It should be our time of intimate communion with our Creator, the person who created us. Like, it's mind-boggling. And so I want to offer up this gift to you of intimacy and of love and of family and friendship, because this is what it's all about, is being in community with each other and with God. So if you'll join me in prayer. Dear Papa, I just pray to you right now as we get ready to enter into a new stage of life, as the people who are graduating get ready to graduate, and as the people who are staying here get ready to enter in the next year of their lives and get ready to move on into bigger things, move on into more responsibility, move on into being the leaders for the people who are below them. I pray a blessing out over them that as they learn more about who they are and who they are in you and what that means to them, what that means for their lives, their everyday lives and their future, what their past means in that as well, Lord, I pray your blessing. Lord, I claim the people sitting here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I claim them in your name because it is a name of power. And they are your children. They come here seeking for something that is greater, something that is realer, and something that is so much bigger than they are. And Lord, I pray that they find it. I pray that they are able to continually seek after you so that they know without a shadow of a doubt who created them and who is on high, sitting, waiting for them to come with open arms to hold them and say, "Child, my son, my daughter, you have come home." Lord, I pray for these people who are seeking, these people who are in pain and suffering and who are lost and lonely and broken, that they are able to find the comfort and the peace that is in you. Lord, and I pray for the people who are happy and joyful and jumping and dancing, that they realize that the source of their joy is so much more than just themselves, that it comes and it surrounds them and it leaks out to people around them. I claim this space in the name of Jesus Christ. This is your place and this is holy ground. And I thank you, Lord, for the people that you have brought here, the people that you have made them to be, and the people that you are transforming them into. Thank you for the way that they have touched our lives. Thank you for the way that they are going to be transforming the world in your name. Thank you, God, for being our Father. Amen.
Thanks. That was awesome. Way better than Nate talking the whole time. Yeah. And as I'm kind of just looking around here, I'm just realizing that there are so many amazing seniors here tonight that we just didn't have time to hear from everybody. And I'm just so thankful. I guess I'm recognizing how much that this class has meant to this community, and how the Lord has totally made us better through their faithfulness and through their pursuit of Christ. And, you know, we've been through the book of Acts, right? And tonight's kind of this weird night because we're a community, and you've heard that theme over and over, and there's this idea of this family and this love that we have for one another, and some of you are leaving, right? You're going away. And I'm just thinking back into the book of Acts, that what sent the community was persecution, right? That's why they left. So sometimes leaving is hard, right? Sometimes leaving means leaving the things that you know and the people that you love and environments that you thrived in. Yeah. But there's something else about leaving that's really cool, because what happens is you leave and the heart of the community that formed you actually goes with you, right? Like, no matter where you go, you're still going to have the fingerprints of the well on you, right? You're still going to have the memories and the conversations and the encouragement and the challenge that you had through this community. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited because even though it was persecution that sent the early church into the world, God used it for good, right? Because they went out and they told others about the goodness and the lordship of Jesus Christ. And because of that testimony, others believed and more communities formed. And more people who were broken and lost and without a way found Jesus through the faithfulness of those who were sent. So I'm so excited, even though my heart is breaking as I'm looking around and recognizing that there are so many faces that are not going to be here next fall, my heart's also overjoyed because I know without a shadow of a doubt that if you carry the same Jesus you met with you to where you go, the community of the well goes with you, and Christ will use you to accomplish his ends. One of the things that we talk about sometimes at the well is this idea of when you're not sure of a place where you're going, like if you're going to somebody's house and you don't know how to get there, there are a myriad of ways that you can get there. You know, you can look up a map, you can ask for directions and stuff like that. But there's another way that seems like the most easy, right? And that's just following somebody who knows the way, right? You just get in the car behind, you know, Glenn, who knows how to get there, and I just follow. And I love that image when we start talking about Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, right? Jesus is the way. So many of you graduating seniors are like, shoot, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't have plans. And there's just a sense of me that I want to bless you with. Just follow the way of Jesus. Follow where Jesus is leading. Don't let him out of your sight, right? He'll lead you. It might not be like a straight shot. You might get lost in the wilderness for a time. Just trust him. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. Follow Jesus. The second charge is this. And then I'm going to wrap up and we're going to sing and it's going to get all emotional, I'm sure. the second thing is this. Every year we have like friends and graduates who write back to us and they say things like, well, we're not going to church anymore. Or, well, we're not plugged into a community. And I'm always like, why not? What do you do? What? You're not going to church? Like, you were so involved. Like, what is going on? And I hear people say, well, it's not like the well, right? It's not the same. The worship's not the same. The leader's not as handsome. As, whatever. Like, they say these things, I assume. And here's the thing that I want to leave you with. And if you hear nothing else from me tonight, I hope that you cling on to this. If you find yourself in a place where there's not a community like this, then in the name of Jesus Christ, make one, right? You see what it looks like. You see what it looks like to love one another deeply. You see what it looks like to challenge one another into the being the best version of you that you can be. You see what it looks like to look somebody in the eye, even when really hard things happen, and say, I don't know what to do, but I'm here for you. I hope that you've learned those things while you've been here. And if you go somewhere and there's not a community like that, then my goodness, allow the Lord to use you to create one. We bless you tonight with the knowledge that Christ has equipped you through the Holy Spirit with every gift you need for the journey. There's not one thing that he left out. May you be encouraged as you go from this place, that this community goes with you. We send our heart with you. And our prayer for you is wherever you're going, no matter what it looks like, where you end up, that you would go in the name of Jesus Christ to be salt and light and love to a broken world. I'm going to pray and we're going to sing. Jesus, thanks for tonight. Thanks for these people. May we lift you up tonight. I know we've gone late, but I feel like your spirit's been in this place. And so we're going to join together and just sing a few more songs. May this be a time of celebrating. May this be a time of shouting to the heavens. May this be a time of us remembering what it's like one more time to get together with a community we love so much. And in one voice declaring, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.